Thank you very much, John. Yeah, look, Connacht's European season will be decided in the next 40 minutes. The winners of this game are away next Sunday to Benetton with a very early morning kickoff Irish time. And Alan, they really, for 15-20 minutes, Connacht were flying here, but Gerard Butler went off. And since then, Connacht have really struggled. Cian Prendergast, to me, doesn't look an eight at the moment.
No.
And they've been a bit panicked, a bit struck. The try right on half-time. Look, that ball goes to hand. Connacht could have a try.
Yeah.
But it was just hacked down the field. And you're not going to recover by when you've lost something like 70 metres. As Connacht come back out onto the field here to the start of the second half. And yeah, it's a big challenge now. They're 8 points down. You feel they got to score next. The only thing, you know, Palou's get another score ahead, maybe they switch off a little bit. The fans seem more up for this at times than the team, but once they get in to the 35 metres out from the Connacht line, the whole ethos of what they're at changes.
It certainly does, and Connacht need to just stop them getting there. They really do. Like what Palou's are doing is they seem to play a holding type game in their own half, just do enough to get into the other half and then wait for a mistake. And unfortunately, Connacht have been making those mistakes. So if they can tidy that up, might have a chance. Because they're not dangerous with the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the frustration for Connacht. With the ball, they've actually looked good. It's when they've struggled without the ball. And we'll see how they go. There's a change for Toulouse already, I think. 23 Axel Despre has come on. So we'll see who he's replaced. 6-2 bench. They've already made one change. Their captain, Martin Puch, went off. He was replaced by the 21 Reese Huett. They went 6-2 on the bench. Connacht have had to make an injury change early in the game. We've just talked about it. Jared Butler went off. Conor Oliver came on. Connacht in this half will play from right to left. I don't think the wind is going to make any difference now. It's perfectly calm. If anything, it's the warmest part of the day. It feels like the temperature has gone up since the breeze has dropped. And Jack Carty kicks off. And here we go. It's a looping kickoff. Not a great deal of effort by Palouse to drive onto the ball, but now they're driving it up to the edge of the 22. And Connacht waiting. We've got a caterpillar. It slows it down a little bit. Dan Robson.
That's a great kick.
Just collected by Shane Jennings, I think, and he's driven it into midfield. He did well there because it nearly fell in. Oh, and Connacht on the first play of the half have knocked it on off a simple pass. You cannot do this stuff.
The skill levels Connacht have shown this year are just not good enough, and it's just been getting worse and worse as the year goes on. That was a perfectly timed pass in front of the player. All you have to do is put his hands on it.
It's Conor Oliver, and it's a scrum now where Connacht have been struggling. This, if you were adding, if Poe had wanted, said, what do you want at the start of the second half? We'd like a scrum, please, just about halfway. See if we can put the pressure on, get another penalty, kicked out inside the 22, and they're back in business again. That's
well, I'm just looking
sloppy
at the way they're lined, their back line is lined out. They're expecting their pack to win them a penalty because they are not lined out as though they're going to attack.
No, they're not. There's two standing direct behind. The wingers look soy distant, I would say, which switched off. I should explain by caterpillar. It's something that drives me bananas. It's when you're bringing the ball from the back of a ruck or a maul, and there's about three players go in to lengthen the ball, and it's then switched back really, really slowly, and it's something that World Rugby are talking about getting rid of, and the sooner the better. Connacht don't do it very often, but
no,
it's just a time waster. Referees having a bit of a coaching session. We're nearly up to 42 minutes gone in the half, and it's Poe 20, Connacht 12. Right on half time, it was 13-12, but that try has got them onto the front foot. Here we go. It's Robson to feed in. He feeds it in. Connacht hold very steady on that. So Robson has to find his backs, and now they're moving the ball. They're up and over halfway. They're trying. Connacht are coming across. Aki makes the tackle, hauls down Amanasi Tumata, who has been a bit of a thorn for Connacht. He was the guy that kicked it ahead for that last second try in the half. Connacht have driven them back. They're back to halfway. That's good play by Connacht. Up and hard in the tackle, and Robson decides to kick down. He's gone for the 50-22, and he's got the 50-22. And he's got it down to within 3 metres of the Connacht line, and that is, oh, that's a great kick.
That's brilliant. That's two excellent kicks. He started the second half with a fantastic clearance kick in the first place, which eventually led to Connacht's knock on. Oh, that should be a... Unless they took it back. Unless they brought it back.
I think they must have brought it back again. It's so hard when you see that. But Dave Heffernan thrown into a three-man line-out. And it's one rather scrappy ball and picked up. It was Niall Murray. But they've got it. And there's the opportunity now to clear it. It's a nice fast pass back from Blade. Gives Carty a good opportunity. And he gets good boot to ball. It's getting applauded on the Connacht sideline here down in front of us. That's about 5 metres outside the 22, and that's a reasonable kick, Alan.
It is, and it was very efficient. That whole move was very efficient. Beautiful line out, well taken down, and then the players stood, the second row stood in just the right place to stop runners from getting at Jack.
That'll do. Longer line out here for Poe. Yuri Delhunt hits it in. Ooh, Connacht nearly get there. Murray was a centimetre or two away, but it's into midfield now. That's a forward pass, not called. That's unfortunate, but Connacht have made the tackles and they've slowed it down. Robson again, maybe looked for the boot, doesn't. Simmons, he doesn't make a metre, gets hit hard. Connacht making good, hard, firm tackles there, so Robson has it again. Backs are a little bit disorganised out here, so he goes for one of his big runners. That's Tokalahi, the three. He's fed it out again. Connacht are up, they're making the tackles, there's an opportunity, it's kicked through. Connacht have a chance, can he pick it up and score? Yes he can he get over? He's a metre short, he's not short, he's in, and Connacht have done exactly what Poe did to them at the end of the first half, and Connacht are back in business here.
Shane Bolton,
I thought he wasn't going to get there for a second, he teased me, but he got over the line. He looks a bit puffed, he is a huge man for a winger. He could fit into the back row, in all honesty. He's okay, I think.
No, I think he might have pulled the hamstring.
He might have pulled something. Yeah, well, he did it in the right way of doing things, because that has got Connacht back in business.
That's almost an exact replica of the try Connacht gave away. Almost exactly the same try. They were doing the same move that Connacht had tried. A ball out the back, didn't go to hand. Bolton hacks it down the field, then does a brilliant job picking it up. And I think in as he picked it up, he pulled his hamstring.
Yeah, he's gone. He's definitely gone. He's walking off behind the goal line with one of the medics. So, who's
Tom
coming?
Farrell.
Tom Farrell is coming on. Okay. So, who's going out on the wing? Or is he going to go on the wing? Is he going to stay in the centre? Jack Carty with the conversion here, just on the edge of the 22, is a vital kick. He missed an early conversion. It was a difficult one, but this is a big kick. Crowd are a bit more excited about making noise now. It's on its way. It's on its way. The flags are up. It's a one-point game here in Poe.
That's exactly what Connacht needed. They needed to get in. It was some good defence. I can't believe we're after watching the same try from two different teams almost within a couple of minutes of each other. And that just makes it fully game on now.
I suppose you would say the difference was they had to go through a few phases because Connacht made the tackle.
Yeah.
But Bolton was... He was like a dying swan. He picked it up and I thought, oh, they're going to haul him down a metre short. But they didn't. It's 2019. Connacht are a point behind and Conor Oliver collects the kickoff and the band are back in action now. They need to get their team moving. Blade back to Carty. Carty with a long kick down. That's actually caught the winger slightly on the hop, but he takes it. I think he wasn't expecting. Sorry, that's Maddox, the fullback. He has been really, really absent in this game so far. In midfield, Simmons with a flick pass, gets yardage in the middle. Bundiaki misses the tackle, and now Connacht are really under pressure here. This game is breaking up all over the place. They're inside the 22. It's harem scarem stuff.
Yeah, that was just a brilliant piece of play. That man there, centre partner Elliot, and he ruled. He sold a dummy brilliantly there.
Roose Huat feels it out. It's through. They're a meter, 2 meters short. There's a little offload, and they're in for a try.
This is your classic game in France, William. It does bounce from one end of the field to the other, but that was a fantastic piece of play from Rudale. That's the second time now.
It's Fish Holy with a try. And this is harem scarem shootout rugby, and all you can keep doing if you're Connacht is make damn sure you get the next score. But that came from a missed tackle. I've given it to Bundy. I think it was Bundy missed it.
Well, between himself and Cian Prendergast.
Prendergast. And that again, this is no criticism of Prendergast, but an 8, who's an 8-8-8, would have maybe been in a slightly different position. He hadn't taken the step back and across.
Yeah.
He was trying to tackle on the line, which is more what you'd expect a 6 to be doing.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's just one of those things. I think it's just a brilliant piece of play. Like sometimes there's not much a defence can do when... someone does something so out of the blue that they're not used to it. But that's the worst thing that could have happened to Connacht. They had the best thing happen a second ago, and now they're back to exactly where they were on half time. It's a two-score game. Two scores is that little bit too far. Tom Farrell has come on to the wing. He's playing on the right-hand wing. He's a straight replacement for Shane Bolton there.
Okay, that's going to change the way Connacht are playing, because he's not as big or as heavy a carrier. Okay, if you missed the start of the second half, Bolton, 44 minutes try, converted by Carty. Fisholy in for a try, 47 minutes, converted by Simmons. And we're as it was at halftime. Well, we're not. It was 20-12 at halftime. It's 27-19 now. And you feel that another score here for Poe and this game could get away. And they exploited that mistake. And it's mistakes they've exploited, Alan.
Yes, every time. Every time. And it's something Connacht have to learn to get better at fixing.
Yeah, or handle the mistake better. I suppose don't make it in the first place, but if you have to fix it, fix it. Jack Carty collects a kick inside his own 22. He's coming up. He's put a long kick in. And it's collected by the fullback, Maddox. Maddox decides to kick it. It's about all he's done all day. Blade is back now, collecting inside his own 22. He starts a run. He's coming up to the 10 metre line. He's put a little chip kick through. Not sure that was all. Okay, they let that bounce, and it's a rather scrappy last second kick away from Dan Robson, but Robson did well to get that away. Connacht trying to chip it up the line, and it's gone straight into touch, and that is really, really disappointing.
Tiernan O'Hallan with an unforced error. He actually got himself into a brilliant position. Connacht were going to win that kicking battle if that ball goes the right way, and he tried to do a...
It's a bit of a nothing kick, really.
Yeah,
it was neither
exactly,
one thing or the other. It was a half short kick, so you either kick it down to the line or you don't. Now, JJ Hanrahan's coming on, so I wonder who he's going to replace, and it's Jack Carty coming off. Okay, I'm a bit surprised at that. I thought Jack's been doing okay so far.
He has, but maybe they want to play a running game now. They've been playing a bit of a kicking game, and they may want to try and run it because they're 8 points down.
Poe win the line out, their own line out, drive it up to the 10 metre line. Connacht, good defensive work, stop them. Robson's at the base, and now he's looking again. And this is coming. Alamasi Tuiaba, he's the winger, but he's more of a carrier. He comes in, he's a huge man. Connacht are pushing that as hard as they can. Rather slow ball out by Poe. They're halfway between the 10 metre line and the halfway line inside the Connacht half. They lead by 27 points to 19, coming up to 50 minutes gone here in Poe. Tuivasa, the one, showing a bit of good hands there. They're getting a bit of width outside, but Connacht scramble over and tackle, but they've released it back inside again, and they are a bit more expansive now.
Yeah. Conor Oliver is making an absolute nuisance of himself at every one of those rucks and mauls, and that's why it's slowing their ball down.
Robson up on the Connacht 10 metre line, and then Simmons looks for the kick. It's a lovely kick, but it's bounced the wrong way and it's bounced over the goal line. So Connacht will get the opportunity to touch it down, which they do. Simmons again, he's a classy player. He has a little bit silky skills.
Oh, he's fabulous. Both of them, Robson and himself, are just running this game beautifully. They really are. They're changing how they're playing. They're kicking. They're, you know, 1 minute they're just trying to run the ball, then all of a sudden they're kicking deep, then they're kicking little chips. They're a joy to watch.
Okay, Lucas Ray and Hugo Paru coming on for Pau, the prop, and the 1 and 2. So Ziggy Fisholy, who's been a menace and got a try, goes off, and Yuri Delholm, they trot off. I'd say about equal size on the kickoff. Hanrahan gets a good kick. He's got it down to the halfway line. Oh, that's a forward pass again, but you're not going to have that. The drop kick is on its way, and that is a beautiful bit of work. But the pass to him was forward. But you'll get away with that because nobody's ready after the 22.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're just going to, scoreboard pressure is what they're looking at now. They're just going to keep scoring and scoring. But yeah, it's just making it more and more difficult for Connacht.
Yeah, he got a long, long range on that, Hanrahan, but it went so far. But I was directly in line. It was on halfway and he moved forward and the pass was forward, but it's never picked up in those circumstances. Now there's a knock on, surely by Poe. No, referee says it went back.
No, he got it.
He's got it now. Well, he did. That's ridiculous, really. He's waited for the TMO. Connacht fans down in front of me maybe helping him with the decision. Connacht feel they got a strike. They got to get something here now, Alan. They have a penalty. Let's get this right. They have a scrum 5 metres outside the Poe 22, right in the middle of the field. They're under pressure in the scrum. So will Poe go for a penalty and maybe overplay themselves, or will they almost let the ball come out and see if their defence holds?
But well, I'd like to see a Channel 1 ball from Connacht get that
very
in,
fast
out and moving, because we need it. This is the perfect place to try and score a try from. You've got 16 men in the middle of the scrum who are out of the game. This is where you need to get that ball out fast and get some sort of score. I'm just looking at Tom Farrell. He's practically standing on the far wing, and his winger is standing on the 15 metre line, so there's definitely space out there.
Caelan Blade with a put in. Connacht. Oh, it's free. That's interesting. That's a free kick to Connacht. It looked as if Connacht had early engaged, but I think he decided that Poe had taken a step back.
You see, Poe have just changed two of their front row, and that changes the dynamic when two guys play. Like the guy, the hooker, the loose head they brought on is a 20-year-old. He was star of the under-French under-20s
last
year.
Well, it's a different level. This guy, I thought Fisholi had a great game.
He did.
He was the captain, so we're now on to our third captain for Poe. I've no idea who it is, because their captain went off after he was... who hit him? Bundy? Or
no,
Finley?
It was Dave Heffernan.
Dave Heffernan, and he was Heffernized. It was a big legal tackle, hit his ribs, and he sat down, and then he just walked off. I think he knew he'd taken a bad bruise. Connacht again. This is important now. They need fast ball here. It's in. It's at the back. Blade. They're waiting for the pickup by... Ooh, it's a scrappy old pickup, but they get it into midfield. Aki's running. He's up to the 22. There was a bit of miscommunication there, and there's a high tackle gone in, so Connacht have a penalty. They're playing on a free play here. It's fed out. Seamus Hurley-Langton finds Aki. Aki makes 3-4 metres. He's tackled. They're working hard inside now, Connacht again. Buckley, there's an opportunity out wide if they can see it. Tom Farrell is out on the wing and he's waving his arms because there's nobody really covering him. Now somebody's drifted across. So Connacht go back the other way. They're on the 22. They're playing on a penalty here. Get it released through. Seamus Hurley-Langton, nice hands. It's picked up by Blade, gets it out to JJ Hanrahan. Now it's moved out again. Heffernan's in possession. Heffernan's a metre short. Oh, that's a fabulous pass by Dave Heffernan. It's an out the door, out the back, picked up by Blade. Try for Connacht.
Oh, that was just tremendous from Dave Heffernan. He's been outstanding today. He was holding off two players. They were trying to drag him down. He just held them off, and at the last second, popped the ball out the back to Caelan Blade after some great work from Connacht. That was what was needed. This game, it's still there for Connacht. They're just not going away. And French teams can never quite understand that.
Okay, subs for Connacht coming on. Jordan Duggan. So he's replacing Dennis Buckley. And Niall Murray has been replaced by...
His brother.
He's been replaced by Dara. Now, Hanrahan. And people feel he's really only in the side for his goal kicking, but he was nicely involved there. He set that up. It was his pass. But that was a fabulous bit of work by Dave Heffernan. He's playing like a man possessed tonight. So Hanrahan, this is vital. They need to kick all of these. You cannot leave these points behind you. And he's picking the... Okay, he picked the tee up and then he sort of stopped because it hit the post and it went in and the post is swaying, but it doesn't matter. Connacht are back in business. 30 points to 26. Oh, we said it would be a shootout, and it has the look of it. 55 minutes gone here in Poe. Poe 30, Connacht 26.
Massive now for Connacht to get hold of this ball and get down the other end of the field.
Oh, it's a shaky one, and it's tapped back. There was no proper call there, and Connacht didn't bother because it was tipped back on the side by Palouse or Poe. That was sloppy little bit of play. It looked to me as if there was no call, and they're driving into midfield now, and Robson's got it free again, and he's got a free runner in Ducat, but he's hit and held up by Connacht. Referee says it's a tackle, so he goes down. Now Connacht are over the top of the ball, and Connacht win it, and now it's knocked on by Palouse, and Connacht drive it up and pick it up. It's an absolute mess. And I think that's going to be a scrum to Connacht when we've decided it all.
No, scrum to Poe. Dara Murray picked the ball up and then just knocked it ever so slightly forward as he tried to pass it.
But they also knocked it on, Alan. But that must have come afterwards.
Yes, they knocked it on.
We won't see a replay of that.
No, I was just looking at a kickoff. That kickoff, that was very clever from Poe. They kicked it straight to Dara and Jordan Duggan, the two lads that just walked onto the field.
Yeah, because it was interesting. Young... Oh, this is a big man coming on. Gurum Papice, the 18, and he is bigger than the prop that's gone off. Georgian international, I think.
Yeah, 13
and he's,
caps.
He's trotted on 13 caps, and if you're Georgian and you're a prop, you're massive. A little bit of out of position there by... it was number 11, Shane Jennings. He was calling for it, but the kick wasn't coming to him. Scrum, halfway between the Connacht 22 and the 10-metre line. Poe 30, Connacht 26, and the Connacht fans are giving it full Dixie here now. And that's what they've got to do. They're up, and they're driving it on. The local fans maybe were going a little bit to sleep when it went back to the 30 boys. Now the drummers get going for the opposition. This is or the home team. This is brilliant. It's in by Robson. He's waiting. Now he's fed it out. He's got two men outside. He's tripped over himself, but he's managed to hold on to the ball. Simmons in midfield. Good tackle coming across. Hard work by Connacht. They're contesting on that ball again. They're working hard on it, but Poe have it, but they've been slowed down. Fed out. And it's Tagivalu. And Connacht have turned it over. Flick pass out. And Tiernan O'Halloran puts boot to ball. That's a nice spiral kick. And it's driving on. Oh, the cruel bounce of a rugby ball. It looked like it was going to bounce to the touchline. And what it did was it bounced. And it actually came in midfield. He got a proper spiral on that. But Connacht have driven the ball up. They're on the Poe 10-metre line. And they're on the front foot a bit now.
Well, I think that singing of the fields of Athenry definitely got to the players. You could see it. They're just after bouncing themselves up again. Brilliant turnover there from Joe Joyce. Got in the middle of that and ripped the ball off the pole player. Couldn't see who it was. And then a fabulous pass from Kian Prendergast out to Tiernan, who hopped it down the field.
Connacht have won that line out. It's into midfield. Bundy has to take a pass over his head, but he gets it and he gets it released. And now they're moving. They're driving it up. Little bit short of players there, but it's out. Blade again, nice pass. Hanrahan into fullback. Tiernan O'Halloran. Tiernan is tackled, but it's released, and he's got the ball out. And they've got a room inside, and that's come into Dara Murray. That was a nice inside pass. He made a metre or two. Hanrahan is moving now. Connacht trying to get some pace into this. They're 4 points down. Here comes David Hawkshaw. He's had a good game. And now Connacht are picking it up again. It's picked up by Seamus Hurley-Langton. He's over the 7 metre. Oh, it's been ripped. It's been ripped. Connacht didn't look onto it. And Poe are moving it down the field, but Connacht are there to make the tackles. Now there's a loose pass inside by Poe, but they've dived on it. Now it's bounced free, and it's a penalty to Poe. And I think who's he penalising there, Alan?
Bundy, I think. Bundy.
Yeah. He's just walked away. That's what you want to see. Time was Bundy would now have had a running conversation with the referee. I don't think he had to do that because I think they'd actually slowed the move down sufficiently because the passing was very slow.
Yeah, but it looks like Poe are just drifting offside quite a bit now at this stage, and nobody's picking it up. It's quite clever of them. They didn't do it earlier in the game, and now they are.
Well, that's what you do if it's not going to be picked up. That's where the kind of captain has to be.
Yeah,
chatting. Well, you see, the captain's gone off. Who's the captain now?
Blade will be captain.
Well, he has to be saying that. He's got to see it. Or the sideline have got to see it and tell him to say it. Connacht sideline down in front of us. Throw into Poe on the 10-metre line. That wasn't straight.
Yes, he's called it.
And he's called it. So it's a scrum to Connacht on their own 10-metre line. And Poe have just switched off a little bit.
Yeah, I think a couple of the players they took off have, you know, they've lost momentum. But the players have taken off and the other guys haven't quite got to the pace of the game yet. And Connacht have been inspired by the support they're getting from this cracking amount of supporters that they have. Another substitution. It's that strange point of the game where 60 minutes, most teams make a fair few substitutions, and the game goes a bit nuts for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah. So the number 19, Steve Cummins, is on, and coming off for Poe is, I think it's their number 8. It is their number 8. No, it's not their number 8.
Four.
So he's... Ducat, you see, he's one of the players that's around their first team.
Yep.
So he's been pulled. We are at 60 minutes and 16 seconds. Clock stopped. Connacht have a put-in on their own 10-metre line, 15 metres in from the far touchline. Poe 30, Connacht 26. This is... It's been harum scarum. It's been a bit mad. There's been mistakes galore. But Connacht are still in this. It's in. Blade, they're holding the scrum better now. Blade gets it into midfield, finds Aki. Aki lets the pass go. He's got it out to Tiernan O'Halloran. Tiernan O'Halloran lets it go back inside Shane Jennings. Jennings, oh! I don't know what happened there. Pole player has gone down and collapsed, and Connacht have got it out to Hanrahan, I think. And coming in now to sort it out is Conor Oliver, and they're 5 metres out, and it's a bounce pass into midfield, and it's picked up by Tom Farrell. No, it's JJ Hanrahan picked it up there. Connacht have got an overlap here, if they can see it. The two Pope players are run into each other. So Connacht are going, they're being attended to. Connacht are 5 metres out. This is a huge opportunity, the drive up by Joe Joyce. Connacht getting over the top. They're being slowed down, but they're driving hard for the line here. This could be their opportunity.
They have a penalty.
They have a penalty. The referee's got his arm out. Connacht are really in business here now. They're driving through Jordan Duggan. He's picked up a Connacht player in front of him and driven him. And it's out across the line. And Aki releases the pass. And there's a flick pass back in behind. And there's a loose pass. And Aki's got the line. And Aki's at the line. Aki's about a metre short. He's half a metre short. He's pulled down. He's held up. But he's got himself free. So he's available for the pass out. Connacht are recycling. They have another penalty coming. And this is their opportunity. They're 30-26 down. We've 62 minutes gone here in Poe. And this is brilliant play by Connacht. Hanrahan spinning, doesn't get the ball down, but he hasn't gone over the line. Blade is there. I think Aki was expecting that to go his way. Jordan Duggan's involved at the bottom there. And now the referee has decided that we're going for the penalty. And there's a round of applause from David Hawkshaw, who I think maybe feels Connacht should have taken that penalty opportunity. And this is an opportunity to get within a point if they kick it. Oh, breathless stuff. But there's two Poe players bang their heads together, and that's why they missed the tackle.
Yeah.
When they were coming for Jennings, who had actually stepped round them.
Yeah, it was a super sidestep from Shane Jennings. He looked as though he was going to get annihilated by one of them, and he just threw a sidestep. That was just glorious. Two lads hit each other, and then Connacht were on the front foot and almost got over the line. I thought Bundy was in that time, and he tried to get an offload away, and that nearly happened. But they're showing great patience, I have to say, and their skill levels have suddenly reappeared that they had gone for a long time. But they need to get a try here. Penalty's no good. The momentum's with them, and they need it.
No, the band's in full swing. They've been woken up again. Somebody's prodded them with a stick and said, "We need some help here." Poe 30, Connacht 26. We've got 62 minutes 24 seconds. The clock has stopped. Connacht are deciding what they're going to do. They've had two penalties. They've gone for the penalty that's closer to the point posts, which is 5 metres out. They're still deciding what they're going to do. I'm not sure that a tap and go would be my choice, but that's what they seem to be doing. So they're going for the tap and go. Dave Heffernan standing beside him, Joe Joyce. He's got Jordan Duggan right behind him. And Caelan Blades coming up now. And Blades going up to talk to the referee about something. I'm not sure what that is.
They're showing a replay on the TV for something. TMO. It must be a TMO.
The arm went out there. See, they were so close to that line. But
yeah, I'm wondering if the TMO thinks they've scored.
I think he thinks somebody's in for Connacht there. And the Connacht player, who I can't identify.
Okay. He's...
And we're going to TMO.
Definitely doing TMO now.
Now, the Connacht fans are celebrating, and so are the Poe fans, but I have a feeling this might be for a touchdown. The Connacht player's face is peeping out from about the middle of a load of players, is all I can say. Yeah, Crowder getting in here now.
We're not seeing anything. We're just looking at the referee.
The referee is now wandering over to have a look at the screen, which is a pretty big screen. And he's telling the players to clear off from both sides.
I wonder if he's going back to the clash that happened with the Poe players. He's up there pointing to this side of the field, which is where the clash happened, not too far from where we're commentating from.
I wonder if he looking at... We haven't seen that again. Shane Jennings was there, but I don't think Jennings made any contact. They just ran into each other. What are we looking at? No, we're not looking at that. We're looking at the ball fed out. Aki into midfield on this, and then Connacht turned back inside, and it's
Tom Farrell, and he loops it back to Aki,
and Aki's on his way. This is where we thought he'd scored. He's 2 metres. He's a metre out. He feeds it to Dave Heffernan. Heffernan looks as if we're going to see it from behind the goal now. Did Heffernan get over the line? Is this a try for Connacht? It's certainly to do with the opportunity for a touchdown, as far as I can see.
Well, the players think so, because they've all gone back behind the goal, the halfway line.
Well, that's the usual, I think.
Well, Connacht don't normally do it, I have to say.
Maybe we don't win too many TMO decisions. We're
absolutely
still waiting. This is going really slowly. It's fed out. And you see Aki is coming round, and now it's fed.
Oh, no, they've gone back. This was the clash.
Oh, there's nothing.
It's a head clash. It's a head clash on Shane Jennings.
Oh. Well, that is that. You see, this is France, Alan. Yeah. They messed around with that. That's the home director saying, what'll I show you? That's what they're looking at, because I couldn't understand why they'd met. We'll say it again.
Jennings steps inside, gets tackled, covering player comes in and smashes him in the head.
No, this is really, really interesting here.
Vatuba is the man who hits
Vatuba, the 11.
No, the 12.
I thought the two players had actually... We see Jennings. Jennings comes in. Oh, they're going to do Jennings here for
No, they're not. They're going to. It's the tackle player. Jennings has been tackled. He can't change what he's doing. The tackle player comes in. He's too high.
Yeah. But we're not hearing what they're saying, Alan.
Yeah.
I have a suspicion that Shane Jennings is going to be done here for leading with his head.
Yeah. Well, the only people cheering and booing is are the Connacht fans.
Yeah, but I don't think they're seeing this the way I'm seeing it. Because this is a very late go back to
You can't blame Jennings for this.
We'll see. Caelan Blade is up there now. Both the players are up, so I'm assuming the other captain is, I would assume now, is Dan Robson.
Looks like it.
So the two scrum halves are captains. 62 minutes, 24 seconds gone. Poe 30, Connacht 26. Connacht had two penalties in the 22. Decision has been made. We're going back over. I think Shane Jennings, I think he's in bother here.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think it's going to be Vatuba.
Well, I hope you're right, Alan. I hope you're right. Yeah, it is. You're right. You've calmed me down.
Yeah. Vatuba's just got a yellow card. Head clash.
So the yellow card for Vatuba. Oh, well, okay. I read that wrong, or I saw it wrong, or I'm paranoid. It's one of those three things. Connacht are 4 points down. Now, they have a decision to make. Personally, I would take the points here. I think Poe are rattled. I know you want to try, but yeah, I think they are. No, they're not. The players are very slowly now. The Connacht players have been having a little rest and a drink. Three of the coaches out there. Vatuba went off at 62:30, so he's going to be off till the 72nd minute.
And interesting, they're bringing him in for a HIA. So should they not be taking Shane Jennings off for a HIA if there's a clash of heads?
Quite possible, but we won't go there at the minute. Connacht have picked it up and driven. Their record at this is not good, and they've been hit after a metre, but they're driving round the side. But the ball's in the air over the line, and they're going to have to recycle this very, very quickly. They're trying to drive this. They're going hard on the outside. It's Finlay Beelam. It's fed back by Beelam. It's getting messy. They're being driven back here, Connacht. This has not worked out well. Now they've got the opportunity. They're going wide. Aki turns back inside. He needs players round him, and he's got players round him. Blade has it right under the post. Looks for Beelam. 3 metres out. Connacht 4 points down. And they're playing against 14 men, but they've got to get a score now. They didn't take the points that were on offer. And this is something that's absolutely crucial for them. It's got very messy, but they're still recycling it. But I think this is playing into Poe's hands a little bit. And they're trying to get it in, and there's players in all sorts of positions. And Blade's a little indecisive. And there's pulling and shoving around the edges. And there's a Poe player swinging his arms a little bit at Jordan Duggan, who comes round, and Connacht recycle and go outside the edge. Aki is standing in the position. He wants that ball. I think he feels they've got to get this moving. Connacht going through the phases, but they're not making much yardage. This is very slow, and this can be held up, and then the referee decides you've underused the opportunity. But Connacht going again. They're not going to release the backs. They've got an extra man. Now they're picking up. Oh, they're driven back. That was the wrong call. And Connacht are in a bit of a mess here. Blade hasn't taken control of this situation. Now they're picking it up and driving, but they're now 5 metres out. Now they look as if they've knocked it on, but they haven't. The referee said it's still playable. Their Shane Jennings is standing on this wing, and he's screaming for the ball. Aki's looks like a man who's a bit fed up with this, because he knows that they're not making any yardage here.
No, and Tom Farrell standing on the far wing, nobody within 15 metres of him, and been shouting and roaring for the ball all day. Like, they're down a man in the back, so why are they taking a man in the forwards?
Yeah, this is poor thinking by Connacht. Now they're putting it back, and they're held up over the line, and they're not short, they're short, they're a metre short. They're in under the post. They've got to release this ball. The referee's hovering around there.
And it's Bundy. Bundy has the ball. He claims he scored.
Okay, we're going to go back to the video arbitrage again, but I don't think he has. I had the binoculars on that.
Yeah,
I don't think he scored. I'm sorry. I think that was a bit of panic play by Connacht. I really don't like those drives.
Unfortunately, we have lost them again for a brief second, but we will get them back. And I'm going to keep an eye on this for you, just to see if he has given the try. This is very, very, very tight. Bundiaki is convinced that he has scored. He is up, he is roaring, he's shouting. The referee is going to the TMO. I'm behind now. I'm slightly behind from what the lads are saying. So watch what's going on here now with the referee. The referee is saying, and I'm just being very careful when I'm watching this, the referee is saying that it is a case of that he has got Bundiaki's in. It looks like he's over the line now, but it does also look like he's being held up. So we're keeping a close eye on what if this try has been awarded for Connacht. And we're still watching. They're still going through the pictures, still going through the different angles, just to say. What's going on? So we're keeping an eye, just seeing if the referee has is giving a decision or not. We've had a little problem with our line, but we're working very hard to get that back to you. Just gone 4 minutes past seven. If you are watching the clock, you are listening to an extended Sunday Sport here on Goy Bay FM. And what has the referee decided to do? He has given he's given the try. Bundy's got it, and Hanrahan's kicked the conversion. So we are back in, and this game is back and most certainly on, and we're reconnected. Let's join the lads.
Oh, Bundiaki with a try. He was convinced he'd scored. I thought he'd actually been turned as they went over. Connacht lead 33-30. We have 66 minutes gone here. We knew it would be a bit of a shootout. Connacht, couple of tackles missed there. They're getting a little tired. Finlay Beelan picks himself up. It's a draining evening here. It's quite warm. And Poe have gone off the boil, and Connacht have come back into this game. They've absolutely roared back in here at the Stade Hamu. And this is going to go down to the end, Alan.
Yeah, and they're fighting like demons out there. They really are. It's the best performance of the season. I know they've let in a lot of tries in, but...
Well, that's a bit of a mess again with a kick ahead, and the referee, and I think he's correct, says that Poe knocked it back. They're up on the edge of the 22. Connacht have got to make their tackles now, because you cannot get into the lead and then let them back in on an easy one, driving over the top. Bundiaki's gone in. He's won it. Oh, that's unbelievable. And he's fed it out, and Poe have got it back. It bounced and bobbled across.
Dave Heffernan tried to do a little bout out the back pass.
And now there's a ball gone into midfield. It's almost been played in slow motion at the minute. Connacht are making their tackles. They look exhausted.
I think they've got a scrum. It's a scrum. Yeah.
Yeah, they were playing on an advantage for the knock-on. It was Connacht knocked it on. Bundiaki says, was it me?
No, it was Dave Heffernan.
Sam Elo's trotting on. There's a big game to be coming on in 67 minutes. Nearly 67 and a half minutes gone here. Apologies, we've lost you a couple of times this evening. But John filling in admirably there for us.
Yes, to tell us that it was the birthday boy. It's Bundy's birthday today.
Well, there you go. He's playing like a birthday boy as well. If Connacht win this, I might head down to the dressing room and see if they got a nice bit of cake for us. We're coming up to 68 minutes. The home crowd on their feet a couple of times recently, but the Connacht fans, I'd like them to get up and start singing again, boys. It seems to be working. 30 Poe, 33 Connacht. 68 minutes gone here down in the south of France, in the edge of the Pyrenees. And the prize is a trip to Italy next weekend. I don't think either of these teams will even be bothered with this. This is now about, this is a dogfight.
Yep.
It's been full on, 63 points. You feel there's more points in it.
Yep.
But if Connacht could get themselves out of this and get back up the field.
Just need to keep tackling, don't give away a penalty.
Dan Robson, who's now the captain of Poe, their third captain today, he feeds it in. It comes back outside. Simmons drives, but he's met by a wall of Connacht, including Bundiaki. And he's held him up, and the referee said, oh, you got to let him go. So Bundy drops him, essentially. And Simmons again, fed outside to one of the replacements, Reese Hewitt, who seems maybe to be a bit of a utility player. I'm not sure, because he's He replaced the captain, so he technically came on as a forward. Oh, there's a missed tackle in there and it's gone. It's up for Lucas Ray, the replacement hooker. He's got to within 5 metres, and this is really, really tricky for Connacht now. They've attached on, but hanging on for grim death is Tiernan O'Halloran. That's a pass out the back, and a Connacht player has dived on it. It's Prendergast. Can he get it? Yeah, he has. He has it. And Caelan Blade, and it's going to be a scrum to Connacht. And the Connacht fans are up. I know a lot of them down there. I could list them off. There's a little baby in a Poe baby grow, or a little girl, but she's got her ear defenders on. I don't blame her. It's deafening in here.
Oh, that was fantastic from Cian Prendergast. That's the sort of stuff you're looking for, a guy who should be playing international rugby for Ireland at this stage.
It's coming. It's going to be very soon.
Coming, because that was fantastic. Just the sheer will to get to that ball before the Poe player was incredible.
We might have said he's not an eight yet. He's a six. He's playing eight now. Jared Butler, who was vital to Connacht at the start of the game, went off. We think it's a HIA issue. That's the only change Connacht made. And Martin Pugh went off, the captain, man we interviewed during the week for... he was hit in a tackle by... I keep forgetting. Heffernan. And... he didn't get up from that too well. It was in his ribs, and he just walked off holding his ribs very tightly.
And they missed him as much as Connacht missed... Jared,
I agree with you.
You're now getting a thing where both teams are back to a level playing field. Plus,
well, they're still at 14. We've still 3 minutes left on the timer.
Oh, I forgot about the yellow card.
They have a yellow card. They've only got 14 men on the field. Tui Maba, the 11, isn't it, has gone off?
12. No, the 12.
Oh, the 12. Vatuba. He's off. And they're about 3 minutes out from that being changed. Does he come back on? Do they find somebody else? They've got a little breather in here, and they've managed to run the clock, which is clever by Poe. But Connacht have this scrum right in front of their own post, 15 metres from their goal line. It is Poe 30, Connacht 33 on a steamy hot night here down on the edge of the Pyrenees in the south of France. That's a steady scrum by Connacht. They need to get their clearance in here. JJ Hanrahan takes it from Caelan Blade, and he gets boot to ball, and that drives the back, and this will be a line out just short of the 10 metre line.
I think a better scrum from Connacht there, and they might have been able to run that, but it was a really good scrum from Poe, and that just turned it. They tweaked it so that there wasn't the opportunity for Connacht to run it, but a good clearance kick from JJ.
And again, we have a player taking... Well, I'm not going to say he's taking a rest. He's been attended to by one of the team
officials. Must be a blood injury.
He's getting a big bandage on his head. But this time, the referee has stopped the clock. 70-35 gone. Poe 30, Connacht 33.
I would like to see Connacht come to our side of the field, which is their left, because Thomas Carroll is limping and has been limping since that clash with Shane Jennings, which got the yellow card. We haven't seen Connacht come anywhere near him. He's limping around the field. He's got a huge bandage on his thigh. I'd love to see us run the ball, run at him, because he just isn't moving very well.
Or kick it over his head and make him turn.
Exactly, or even something like that. But just get to this side of the field.
Ray, the replacement hooker, to throw in. Six-man line-out. That's about the sixth man. They've lost it right through. Oh, it's picked up well, collected at the back by Steve Cummins, one of the replacements for Poe. They get driving round the edge. They've made a metre. They've made another metre. Now it's got out the side. There's a big tackle coming in there by Connacht, and they've slowed it down. They're trying to get this feed out. Connacht defending halfway between their own 22 and the 10 metre line. Huge hit gone in there from Connor Oliver.
Massive work rate from Connacht. They're still bouncing up really well,
driving around the edge, Poe, but they're not going anywhere at the minute. But this is what they do. They can be very, very patient on this. Dave Heffernan, I'd say he must be running on fumes, but he gets involved. Now they've made 5 or 6 metres on the edge of that, and they've driven it out. Robson to Simmons. Simmons doesn't run or do very much, but he controls the game for them very well at out half. Robson again feeds. It's a slow pass into midfield.
That's
and
a great tackle
it's
from
picked
Darren
up
Murray.
By Parro, the replacement number 17's come on, and he's driven up. But this is slow by Poe at the minute, and they've actually been driven back a few metres, and Jordan Duggan is on the edge, but that's fed out and it's picked up by Metz, and Metz gets it across, and they're, for the first time in the game, actually Maddox has gone into the 22 with the ball. So Connacht are now defending, but there's a call, and it's a penalty to Connacht, and the Connacht fans are up. The Connacht fans in front of us They're absolutely ecstatic. Niall Scheel, who talked to me earlier on, he's sitting with his arms folded. I know where his head is. He's not jumping around, but the others are. He's just considering this. This is really good stuff, Alan.
Yeah, that was brilliant from Seamus Hurley Langton himself when JJ got over that ball.
Connacht are doing a poll here now. There's a Connacht player down. So they've decided that we're going to have a meeting and they're going to get some water on. And the referee looks a bit frustrated with that. Funnily enough, Poe, and I'm not really whinging, but Poe got away with that a couple of times. Just stop the clock, ref. 72-27.
Yeah.
Poe 30, Connacht 33. I'll take a deep breath here at the Stad Hamu in Poe. And Hanrahan kicks the penalty down the field and he gets it down to half a metre from the halfway line inside his own half of the field. Two changes coming on for Poe now. 14. Oh, we've got 22. 12 is coming back from his yellow card.
Yeah.
And 22 and 20 are coming on. That's Theobald Dubagna. And number 20 is... Well, I thought Fabrice Metz was on earlier. They've taken off the limping winger.
Yes, they have.
So they spotted that as well.
Oh, and Teki Vailu's gone off, and he's been outstanding for them.
Yeah, he looks like a man who's in a bit of bother. Connacht win the line out in midfield, and they're feeding it out across the line. Aki again to Shane Jennings. It's just picked up on the edge there, but Connacht releasing it, and it's Tiernan O'Halloran. O'Halloran up to the 10-metre line. This is a chance for Connacht if they can score now. And it's Seamus Hurley Langton driving forward. Oliver's there. They've got it up and over the Poe 22. Fed out. Aki. Good work. Oh, it's a fed out on the line. Picked up by Connacht.
The forward pass.
There's a forward pass. Sorry, folks. I thought he'd gone there.
Yeah, it was Joe Joyce. It was a very tired pass from Joe Joyce.
Yeah, but he was thinking, though. He was thinking.
He was.
And out there was...
Cian Prendergast was actually out on the wing.
that's why I didn't... I was thinking, is that Tom Farrell? I was thinking, that's not Tom Farrell. Didn't expect him there. That's why he kicked it. I think he thought, I have to kick this. I'm a big lad.
Yeah. I think he saw some space in behind all right, but there was definitely a forward pass there from Joe Joyce, but... Connacht just want to hold on to the ball. They've just over 6 minutes. They just need to hold the ball when they've got it. There's no need to try and score again.
I'm not sure, Alan. They know in their heads they've got it wrong so often this season with this type of lead.
They have.
And the fans
like,
in front of
fans,
us now.
This is what the fans are here for now.
The field's been belted out here in the south of France. Robson's fed it in. Connacht have got the drive going and he's had to kick it away. He's had to kick it away and it's into touch. And that's a Connacht line out.
Yeah, their replacement front row is not as good as our replacement front row.
No.
Great work from both Jordan Duggan and Sam Elo there.
Brilliant. They turned them, they twisted them in the scrum half. Who is, I'm not sure, is he still? He is actually. It was Robson. All Robson could do was kick it down the field. Connacht now delaying the line out. Well, they've learned. Watch what the other teams do. They all do this. Long conversation with Dave Heffernan. Dave Heffernan to throw in. Six-man line out. Referee's getting involved now because there's a bit of a gap issue. The clock's still ticking. No, he stopped it. He has stopped it. Connacht collected off the ball top and it's just about getting into Caelan Blade's hands. And Blade drives and Connacht are in behind him. They're 6 metres short of the halfway line on their own, inside their own pitch. We have 5 minutes exactly left here on the clock. It's Poe 30. It's Connacht 33. I can tell you, it's 10 minutes each way extra time. If it's a draw, then it's a penalty competition. I hope it doesn't go to that. Blade's taking his time, and he gets the kick in, and he's gone for the safety of the touchline. Has he? No, it's drifted in field a bit, so it's up to the 10-metre line, and Poe have it. So they're in possession inside their own half. Now they have a penalty. And now it's getting a bit tricky again. Was that the right decision, Alan?
Yeah. Tom Farrell made the tackle. It was an up and under. He made the tackle, but unfortunately, he didn't roll away quite quick enough, and the referee pinged him for
it. Was it the right decision to kick, actually, I'm wondering?
Yes, it was. It was the right decision to kick because you want to play them down in their half. Hold on to the ball, okay, but when it's that slow, you can't. You can't throw the ball to the backs when it's that slow because you're going to be defending so much. The kick was okay. The problem was, after the tackle was made, he didn't get away from the ball. You know, you make them play the game. They look quite tired at this stage.
They look tired, and that's not a brilliant kick. It's halfway between the 22 and the 10-metre line, so they're still a good 33, 34 metres from the Connacht line, but they have a throw-in. 76 minutes. Poe 30, Connacht 33. Here in the south of France, line-out is collected by Hewat, and they've got it into midfield, but Connacht make their tackles coming across. Hard work, but they have recycled it quickly, and they're up to the edge of the 22, and this is where they seem to get moving. It's out to Robson, the 9, and it's been knocked on. It's knocked on by Poe. It's knocked on, and Robson kicks the ball away in disgust. And he knows that that is a serious, serious error. And Connacht, again, the tackles and the pressure is absolutely immense.
They're just bouncing. Again, we've had a really good impact from the bench. The bench have come on, and every single one of them has done something out there to prove that they should have been starting, possibly. But they're certainly making themselves felt out on the field. And Connacht have now, 3 minutes? They just need to play the game either in the opposition half or hold on to the ball. But I'd like the ball down at the other end of the field. You don't want to give away a penalty here.
No, penalty draws it. So you've got to get it moving, get it down, play the game from their 10-metre line up. Caelan Blade taking his time. JJ Hanrahan looks very relaxed. Bundiaki, he's been immense today, the birthday boy. Blade is in a bit of bother, but it's picked up brilliantly by Prendergast, and it's fed out, and Connacht are on the move, and they're up to the 10-metre line. Now they need a quick recycle here, and they have got a quick recycle. No, they haven't, but Blade's in, and he's got it, and he's found Joe Joyce, and Joyce, with maybe the last bit of energy is left, gets up and over the 10-metre line, and it's fed out, and Jordan Duggan crashes the ball up. They aren't making any meters, but they're holding onto the ball. Bundiaki feeds it on the loop to JJ Hanrahan. Now they're moving the ball out. Shane Jennings up and over halfway. Connacht in possession here. We're coming up to 78 minutes. They lead 33 points to 30 here in Poe. It's fed out. Hanrahan finds Aki again, ever the resourceful. Joe Joyce, how did he get over there? He takes it, he goes to contact. They're up to the halfway line. Fed out. Tom Farrell gets away. Tom Farrell is away. Connacht are attacking. They've got an overlap here if they can release the ball. One pass might do this. It's fed out. It's Prendergast. It's Cian Prendergast. And Prendergast is in. And Connacht win. Connacht win in pole. They're off to the quarterfinals. That was absolutely brilliant.
That was just incredible play from Connacht. Their hands, the thing I've been complaining about in the first half, they fixed at halftime. Their skill set, their ability to work for one another, the support play. Tom Farrell has been outstanding since he's come onto the field. He went past three or four players there before he handed it off to David Hawkshaw, who did a brilliant job in holding onto the ball for as long as possible to set Cian Prendergast free for his second try at a game. That's four tries in three games that man has scored. He's absolutely on fire. This is just the most phenomenal display from Connacht. It's classic Connacht. Nobody gave them much of a chance, and they've come along and they've played unbelievable rugby.
Oh, this is it. This is the sort of nights you live for with Connacht. You never quite know sometimes. Poe are behind their posts. It doesn't matter. The Connacht fans are standing up.
Well, it's over, because even though it's 79 minutes, there's 60 seconds still.
Yeah, they're running the clock down. The game is over. Connacht lead 38 points to 30. The Poe faithful are walking out. They're walking down from the terraces, or from the seats here. And they're going down, and the Connacht fans are on their feet. Niall Shields still looks worried down in front of me. He told me today he thought they had a chance. This is Connacht back in business in Europe. Next Sunday, it's at 12:30. I'm not supposed to tell you that. It's a 12:30 kickoff, Irish time, in Treviso. If anybody from EPCR is listening, and there's an EPCR man beside me, he's got headphones on, I'm sorry about that. It's 12:30 next Sunday. We will be there. Bundy has been made man of the match. I couldn't agree more. He has done what he's done for Ireland. The clock is running. It's past 80 minutes. JJ Hanrahan is like a statue. He knows it's over. He knows it's over. The kick's on its way now. It's on its way. It's on its way. And it's over from Hanrahan. And Connacht have won in Poe. It's Poe 30, Connacht 40. It's a shootout in the south of France. But Connacht are into the quarterfinals.
That's history for Connacht. They've never won a knockout game away from home in Europe. A one-off knockout game. They've come close so many times, and today they finished it off. And you have to say, JJ Hanrahan come on and did a fabulous job. Connacht changed the way they played. That's what you want when you've got two out halves like that. Jack was a controlling, kicking out half. They brought Hanrahan on with about 25 minutes to go, and he changed what Connacht were doing. And the defence on the Pau side just weren't quite sure what was going on. And then you have like the rest of the bench did their job too, and an outstanding display in that 15 minutes that we saw on the wing from Tom Farrell. But you know, you say when he was man of the match for me, Dave Heffernan was awesome. He was absolutely incredible and played the whole 80 minutes as well.
He did. The players are shaking hands. The fans are leaving. Well, the Connacht fans aren't leaving. They're all here. It's streaming out. This ground is emptying. The scoreboard's been switched off. The clocks have been switched off. Pole have been switched off. Connacht have come here and done a job. And they have been absolutely brilliant tonight. There was a steal, there was a determination, there was a bit of crazy play at times from both sides. There were funny tries caused by mistakes. But at the end of the game, it's Poe who go home. Connacht who go on to next Sunday, 12:30 in Benetton. We'll be there with full live coverage of that game. Looking for a... They owe Benetton one after last week. They could be looking to get themselves into a better position. If they win next week, they're into the semi-finals, but they'll take it one step at a time. But if they turn up and play like this, they will win in Benetton.
Well, it just shows you, we talk about the quality that Bundy brings, and Finlay Balaam,
yes,
as well. Because, you know, the power he was making, the power he was putting on, the pressure he was putting on in scrums, and certainly in the play in rucks and mauls. In the second half, Connacht stopped Pau from getting as much clean ball at the rucks and mauls. They started to just get becoming aggressive and nasty and just getting in their faces, and they couldn't quite control the game as well as they had in the first half. But that's just outstanding from Connacht, and it just goes to show, you know, they're a maddening team to support in times, because one week they look as though they don't know how to play rugby, and then they come out and play that last 20 minutes like a veteran team that know exactly what they're doing.
Did they play today with more freedom? Is that part of the problem? They actually, I'm not saying they don't go for games, but they actually went for it, but there was a bit of freedom, there was a bit of joie de vivre about the way they played. And when they made mistakes, and they made plenty,
yep,
they fixed it. They
exactly
didn't go from mistake to mistake. They always talk about mistake to mistake, you have to stop it then. If you go to the third mistake in a row, you're in real bother, and that happened in the last two losses.
And Bundy's getting serenaded by the Connacht fans down in front of us, and he's conducting them as well. They're singing happy birthday to him, so he's loving it.
Yeah,
33.
He's got the fifth. They're on their flight home tomorrow, Alan, from BRS. So, there might be a lemonade or two consumed tonight in celebration, but it'll be great to get an opportunity to talk to them.
No. I don't think Packy believes it. We're just talking to
Niall Sheil. We're talking to Niall Sheil. I don't think he actually believes it. He's sort of standing and he's waving his arms. He looks very French, actually, the way he's doing it. What a performance by Connacht. They have come down here into the Lions' Den. It may not have been a full house, but the atmosphere in this ground this evening is some of the best I've ever heard. They had the band in. They had the serenaders on. But Connacht kept going. Connacht kept fighting. And that's what we want to see from them. And that's when we criticise them. And I'm criticised then for criticising them, because we say, look, we know they're better than this. And the last two weekends, I think, was a deep disappointment to them. But they fessed up last weekend and they lost. They turned up today and they weren't giving an inch. And
no,
they got the job done. And irrespective of the side that Poe picked or their attitude to the game, doesn't matter. Does not matter. And it's great to see that all the ball team are actually getting their photograph taken with the Connacht team.
Well, they're the winners. Connacht won the game, and that's what they need. But like what you're looking at, there were two scores down at halftime. They scored a try, which was an absolute replica of the try they'd let in before halftime, but then immediately conceded. Now at that point you're going, oh no, this is going to be one of those Connacht games. But they didn't panic. They kept their heads. They obviously believe in what they're doing. It was the best lineout we've seen from Connacht all season. I think they only lost one ball, and that was even unlucky to lose as it was. The scrum held up quite well, although I'm sure maybe a different referee might have penalised us a couple of times more. But the scrum held up, and certainly when the bench came on, the bench scrum won a penalty, which gave them that final opportunity to get the ball and score and go and win. You had someone like Shane Jennings making his first start for Connacht and showing that he is able to play rugby at this level, because he was the man. It was his break that eventually got his try, while Bundy got his try. It was a break from Shane Jennings. He looked as though he was going to get hammered. Beautiful sidestep, took a huge hit, got the ball up, popped it out again. It just, you know, and his work rate off the ball was outstanding as well. It's just very difficult to not pick out, you know, someone who played well. Everyone did their heart out. I can say, you're looking at Joe Joyce, looked out on his feet with 10 minutes to go.
But he kept going,
made a big tackle and two huge carries.
Yeah.
You know, which eventually we get a try from.
That again, that's why he was brought into Connacht at the time. The URC is around the corner, but next Sunday, it's Benetton in Treviso. That kicks off at 12:30. Don't put that in social media till EPCR release it, please. But we know it's early, so next Sunday, if you're not travelling over, get up nice and early, get your radio on, because it's going to be another humdinger. This Connacht side, I think, believe now that they have an opportunity in this competition. They had to put a performance in tonight. There have been question marks. They admitted they were humiliated against the Lions, in their own words. Last Saturday in Treviso, they coughed up a win again at the end. But there was a certain jeu de vivre, I think, about the way they played today. And as I said, the little story earlier on, I just asked Dave Heffernan yesterday, just as I was walking out, they'd done their captain's run here in 32 degrees. I said, tomorrow, are you ready? And he didn't say anything. He just sort of looked at me. He gave me a look which said, yeah, we're ready. And anybody that stands in front of me, and including you, I'll run over them. And his performance today. But when you have a world-class player, Bundy Archie is the best 12 in world rugby.
Yes.
And that's how simple it is. We don't see him very often because he's working with Ireland. But he is the best 12 in world rugby. And Finlay Beelam is in the top five loose tight head props. In the world. And when you bring players like that in, it gives confidence. It's just having them around the team.
Because I'm just looking at David Hawkshaw giving somebody a hug. I can't quite see who it is. He's back to me. Oh, it's actually Stephen, the PRO. He looked like a full-on 13 today.
Yes.
Because he had Bundy beside him.
Yes.
When he's had Colin Ford now, they're still trying to work it out. Colin's a superb young player, and he's going to be, to me, in my eyes, a number 12 for Ireland in very short order. But having Bundy there just changes everything. Everyone else is so worried about him, and he just creates so much space. And his aura, he's got an aura about him that is just outstanding. As you say, he was up there for Player of the Year, World Player of the Year. He was almost getting World Player of the Year. If Ireland had got through to the semi-finals of the World Cup, he would have been the World Player of the Year.
Yeah, and I'm not going to criticise Minicello being the Player of the Year in the Six Nations either, but Bundy Archie was very close. Well, the pole players are being serenaded by the drummers, who've stayed in position, fair play to them. They are banging away down there. The band's gone home. Most of the fans have gone home. We're not going home quite yet here. John will tell me when we've got to stop talking.
Well, I'm just looking at that.
All right, he's just told me, listen, we're going to wrap it up here. We'll have interviews. We'll have as much news as we can send to you. Keep an ear out for it tomorrow. Oh, change of plan. We're staying on. Okay. All right, we're going to hand back to the studio, and then John's going to come back to us, I think. John, take it away.
I am indeed, William. Yeah, just before we go, we've got confirmation from the EPCR regarding that game between Connacht and Benetton. And yes, you can put in your social media, it's going to be 12:30, the Stadio de Monningo on Sunday next. Connacht and Benetton in the quarterfinal of the European Challenge Cup. And the other quarterfinals, Gloucester will play the Ospreys on Friday night at King's Home at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, at 1:30 local time, it'll be the Sharks and Edinburgh Rugby. Claremont and Ulster will be in the other quarter final. That's a 1:30 kickoff as well. So both games, they're local times now, so they will probably change as well. And then, of course, Sunday at Benetton and Connacht game. So William Allen confirmed, Connacht Benetton next Sunday, 12:30.
Good. They're not going to stop me coming in now because I've broken the rules. That is brilliant. It's out there. The other quarterfinals, they're up, I'm sure, on social media already. But the only one we're really interested in is what Connacht get up to next Sunday in Italy. They're still on the field celebrating. There's a couple of their players have been interviewed. They're walking off quite slowly. They've done a little half lap of honour, and they've been well received, I have to say, by their own fans. I think they will accept they were beaten by a better team on the day.
Yeah.
And they can now concentrate on the top 14. And I got to be honest with you, they'll be the side I'll be watching in the top 14. We got a great interview with their captain on the day, Martin Pugh, who his Galway connection is his partner. Is from Galway. She was Hannah, born in Galway, raised in Roscommon, and her uncle is Mike Raftery, our soccer correspondent, and he got me the interview, and that's a wonderful connection to have. This is a fabulous place to come and watch rugby. This is the best atmosphere that I've seen. Yep. I've seen great atmospheres in France. Sometimes it's a bit forced, but this wasn't. This was genuine passion. What this place is like when there's 13 plus 1,000 in here, I don't know. But who cares? Connacht are walking off. They're being serenaded now by the Connacht fans. They've all gathered down as they go into the tunnel. We're going to be heading down there in a while to have a chat with them. Tim Allnutt, the manager, applauding the Connacht fans. Willie Ruan, the CEO, he looks relaxed. He's got his smile on his face. And Steve, the media man, Stephen Long, great help to us. I probably drive him nuts sometimes with my questions and my requests. But he's filming the Connacht fans walking off. What a night here in Poe. Connacht are in the quarterfinals. They've won here today by 40 points to 30. We wouldn't know that except I wrote it down, because immediately the scoreboard was switched off the minute the game ended. They're a bit upset by it. Some of the Connacht players doing a bit of a warm down. Sam Elo looks a bit, he's doing it because there's a coach there standing telling them to do it. And young Keane the Butler, who did owned the Butler, he didn't get on. So he's now doing a much harder warm down. But that's what you need. Connacht are in the quarterfinals. It's finished here at the Stade Hamidou in Poe. Poe, Section Palouse, 30, Connacht, 40. Back to John, and we'll be sending through as fast as we can some interviews from the press room.
Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.